Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Monarch Casino and Resort, or MCRI, as it's known on the ticker. If you're not familiar with this name, let me give you a quick rundown. Monarch Casino and Resort operates in the hospitality and gaming industry, running casino properties that cater to folks looking for entertainment and leisure. They've got a solid footprint in key markets, and their focus is on delivering a premium experience through gaming, dining, and resort amenities. Today, we're diving deep into what makes this company tick, where it's shining, and where it might be stumbling, all with a long-term investor's lens. So let's get started with a quick look at what's been happening with Monarch lately before we break down the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. First off, recent news around Monarch Casino and Resort shows they've been navigating a mixed landscape. There's been buzz about their operational performance in key properties, with some reports highlighting strong guest engagement and others pointing to competitive pressures in the gaming sector. Performance-wise, the stock has shown some interesting trends over various timeframes. Short-term, we've seen a bit of volatility over the past week and month, but when you zoom out to the 6-month and 1-year marks, there's a steadier trajectory that suggests resilience compared to broader market swings. Over 5 years, their performance has kept pace with industry peers in the consumer cyclical sector, which is something to chew on as we dig deeper. Let's unpack this further with a full SWOT analysis to see where Monarch stands for us long-term investors. Strengths. All right, let's kick things off with what Monarch Casino and Resort is doing right. One standout is their operational focus on high-quality properties. Their revenue streams, as seen in product segment breakdowns, show a healthy mix from gaming and hospitality services, which means they're not overly reliant on just one area. This diversification within their niche is a big plus for stability. Financially, they're showing some solid metrics. Their gross profit margin and net profit margin are competitive, indicating they're not just bringing in revenue, but keeping a good chunk of it as profit. Looking at their income statements, revenue growth over recent years has been steady, and net income has followed suit, which tells me management knows how to control costs. Another feather in their cap is their cash position. Balance sheet data reveals a decent amount of cash and equivalents, paired with a manageable current ratio. This suggests they've got liquidity to weather any short-term storms, which is always reassuring for us long-term folks. Lastly, their return on equity is noteworthy. It's a sign that they're using shareholder money efficiently to generate profits, and that's the kind of metric that gets me excited about a stock's potential over the next decade. Weaknesses. Now let's not sugarcoat things. Monarch has some areas where they're not exactly hitting it out of the park. One concern is their debt-to-equity ratio. It's not alarmingly high, but it's enough to raise an eyebrow. Carrying debt in a capital-intensive industry like gaming and hospitality can be a drag if interest rates climb or if revenue dips unexpectedly. Another sticking point is their geographic concentration. Revenue by region shows they're heavily tied to specific markets. If there's a downturn in those areas, think economic slowdowns or even regulatory changes, it could hit their top line hard. Diversifying their footprint might not be easy, but it's a gap worth noting. Also, while their short-term performance metrics show some fluctuations, it hints at sensitivity to market sentiment or seasonal trends in the gaming industry. For us long-term investors, this isn't a deal breaker, but it means we need to keep an eye on how they stabilize earnings over cycles. Finally, their dividend yield, while present, isn't exactly a headline grabber. If you're looking for income alongside growth, this might not be your top pick compared to other names in the sector. Opportunities. Let's shift gears to the exciting stuff, where Monarch could really capitalize. The gaming and hospitality industry is evolving, and there's room for innovation. If Monarch leans into tech, like enhancing online gaming platforms or using data analytics for personalized guest experiences, they could tap into new revenue streams. Industry trends are moving in that direction, and early adopters often gain a competitive edge. Expansion is another big opportunity. Their balance sheet shows they've got some financial flexibility, and if they target emerging markets or underserved regions, they could grow their customer base. Recent earnings call summaries suggest management is at least exploring growth initiatives, which is a good sign they're not just sitting on their hands. On the valuation front, their forward PE ratio looks reasonable compared to industry averages. This suggests the stock might not be overpriced right now, giving long-term investors a potential entry point if other fundamentals align. If earnings growth continues as projected, we could see some nice upside. Lastly, consumer spending on leisure and entertainment tends to rebound strongly after economic dips. If Monarch positions itself to capture that wave with upgraded amenities or marketing, they could see a significant boost in traffic and revenue over the medium term. Threats. Now let's talk about the risks that could trip up Monarch. First and foremost, the gaming industry is fiercely competitive. Bigger players with deeper pockets can outspend on marketing or property upgrades, and if Monarch doesn't keep pace, they risk losing market share. Recent news snippets have hinted at intensifying competition in their key markets, so this isn't just theoretical. Regulatory risks are another dark cloud. Changes in gaming laws or tax policies in their operating regions could squeeze margins or limit growth. This is an industry where government oversight can shift quickly, and it's something we need to monitor closely. Economic sensitivity is a real concern too. Their sector, consumer cyclical, often takes a hit during recessions as people cut back on discretionary spending. If we head into a downturn, Monarch's revenue could soften, especially given their geographic concentration. Finally, their capital expenditure needs are ongoing. Cash flow statements show consistent investments in property and equipment, which is necessary to stay competitive, but can strain free cash flow if not managed well. If they overextend on CapEx without a clear ROI, it could hurt shareholder value down the line. All right, let's wrap this up with some final thoughts. Monarch Casino and Resort presents a mixed bag for long-term investors like us. On one hand, they've got a solid operational foundation, decent financials, and opportunities to grow if they play their cards right. On the other hand, the competitive landscape, debt levels, and economic risks mean this isn't a set-it-and-forget-it kind of stock. My take? It's worth keeping on your radar, especially if you believe in the long-term potential of the leisure and gaming space. Watch how they execute on expansion and manage their balance sheet over the next few quarters. That'll be key to whether they can turn opportunities into real gains. As always, do your own digging, but I think Monarch has the potential to be a steady performer if the broader economy cooperates. Thanks for tuning into this SWOT analysis on MarketSnap. If you found this breakdown helpful, make sure to stay tuned for more insights. We've got daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats, plus detailed SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts or questions below, and let's keep the conversation going. See you in the next one.